they'd be your advice. Toby Buckland.
No, just have a listen to this. Sounds a bit scary, really, doesn't it? But what it is what a probe splashing down on Saturn's moon Titan might sound like. Despite not being able to actually record them, scientists from the University of Southampton have calculated various noises on planets and moons based on their different pressures and temperatures. Tim Layton is Professor of Ultrasonics and Underwater Acoustics at the University of Southampton. Good evening to you.
Hello.
First of all, why decide to do this?
Well, the initial study began in about 2003 when we knew that we were sending a probe called Huygens to Saturn's moon Titan. And no one had seen the surface of Titan because it's covered in smog. Mm. So, but some people thought there were lakes there, perhaps even waterfalls, not made of water, but of ethane and methane because it's so cold. So we had a wheeze, and we thought that wouldn't it be great if the probe did a splashdown, and particularly it'd be useful if we had a microphone that could hear this splashdown, because if all the cameras and everything else broke and all you got was the sound of a splash, mm-hmm. then you would know that you'd hit a lake, the only lake we know that's not on Earth.
Okay, we want to have a listen to some of the other sounds that you managed to kind of
sure.
replicate, so let's just listen to what the human voice might sound like on Venus.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
That just sounds like a bad Skype line.
Yes, I mean, what was happening there was we predicted, after having done the prediction of a splashdown and checking that we could have recognised it as a splashdown instead of a sloop or a gloop when it hit this ocean, we thought, well, we can look at sounds on other worlds. And partly this would be, for example, so that we can design equipment appropriately. If you are preparing a spacesuit for use on Mars, it turns out that it would be not sensible to put the ears, the microphones, on the helmet.
Right.
Because the carbon dioxide on Mars soaks up all the sound. So Mars would be, for all intents and purposes, a silent planet.
Right.
And if a group of astronauts are walking down a rocky hillside on Mars and the one at the back sets off a rock slide, then the one at the front would not be warned of this if the microphones are in the traditional ear position on the helmet. Where they need the ears on Mars is at the feet, so you pick up the ground-borne vibrations. So we played around with a number of different sounds, ways of producing sound, some sensible, like microphones, and some a little fanciful, like the voice,
I see.
To show that we can calculate what these sounds would be.
Would sound like. Okay. Tim, thank you very much. That is Tim Layton, Professor of Ultrasonics and Underwater Acoustics at the University of Southampton.
And while we're on the subject of strange noises, we've been talking about the two giant pandas at Edinburgh Zoo.